Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, all the iOS news from Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference this morning.
This morning, plus app recommendations for your summer travels, all that, and a quiz game that will suck.
All your free time on iOS Today.
iOS Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Trunk Club. Have the wardrobe you've always dreamed of, handpicked by your own personal stylist. Go to trunkclub.com/twit and join Trunk Club today for free. I knew there was more to that sentence. iOS today. I got all my iOS stuff here. I got my iPhone, my iPad. Yep. I got my Megan Maroney. I got my Apple Watch.
Yes, I got both of my Apple Watches. You see them?
Hey, I like the Lego
one. Yeah,
watch.
The Lego one. It's really
perfect. Actually,
so you ordered all the parts.
It's easier to use,
right?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe see it that way. It is easier to use. I don't ever have to charge it. And
great battery
life. Yes, and now there's access for all the developers to come up with new apps.
Did one of your kids make you that? Or?
No, Patrick here. He ordered all the parts.
Yeah.
And I think Tony Wang also ordered one for himself.
You know, I'm a little disappointed. So today was the WWDC 2015 keynote. Tim Cook and others on stage,
many
and
others.
Including, as he said, women.
Two whole women.
But I'm a little disappointed because they've decided, you know, for a long time, they kind of intimated that the Apple Watch was running iOS. Mm-hmm. And we assumed it was running iOS. Remember when the iPhone came out, Steve Jobs implied it was running OS X. And then eventually they said, well, it's its own thing called iOS. It's related. They announced that this is now called watchOS.
Right. Lowercase W, just to confuse you, right?
For an Apple uppercase watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's still part of the iOS family.
Oh, yeah.
I really do, because you can't run it without an Apple iPhone,
right? But there were some announcements about that we'll get to later, about you will be able to do more without your phone.
Standalone,
Exactly. So, I thought it was an interesting keynote. You, of course, streamed it live. Anyone can download and watch that, right?
There's two places you can go, of course. Apple, every time we do this, we always get the complainers in the chat room say, would you stop talking over Apple because I'm trying to listen? Apple streams their own version of this without any commentary on our part at apple.com. In fact, this stream is now up that you can watch it at your leisure. What we do is we believe we add value by talking about what they're saying and kind of interpreting and explaining what it means and comparing and contrasting. And so, Andy Inoko, Georgia Dow from iMore.com, Mike Elgin and I were all here this morning starting about 9:45 talking about what Apple was saying and giving our commentary. And you know, it was a fun keynote to talk about because there was tons of stuff in it.
It was.
But I also felt like it because there was tons of stuff, it wasn't super coherent.
Right.
They were kind of leaping all over the place.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to summarize the iOS part of this for you so you understand what's going to be changing.
Right. And I want to start from the good stuff. I like to have all
there's
the candy
nothing
and dessert.
Bad.
The Apple.
No broccoli in the Apple Watch.
They saved Apple Music till the very end.
That wasn't so hot, but we'll talk about it.
But I wanted to talk about that first because I think that's what everyone had been talking about.
And that's it was what we knew.
Yeah, and it was like they're going to. I mean, he actually said it will change the way you experience music forever.
What's your thought on that? Did you see it?
Did you feel like your experience of music had I didn't really think that it was that different than anything else that's there. I mean, they were even touting like the little bubbles that you double click if you like Florence the Machine, and if you like the Rolling Stones, you click it once.
You set it up, telling it what you like.
But that's what Beats already did that.
Right. You know, in fact, they took some Beats stuff out. That sentence.
Right. I know.
Structure thing that you would create a radio station, and talk about not forward looking, backwards looking. They announced that they're going to do a Beats One radio station. Mm-hmm. With actual live DJs, that explains the guy they hired from BBC One, Zane, I can't remember his last name. They have three DJs, one in L.A., one in New York and one in London, and they'll broadcast around the clock, but it'll be very much like an old school radio station with boom, no ads, of course, but now you're listening to Beach One from London. And then they'll have interviews with people, and so it won't just be music. And I just wonder, I don't understand what's groundbreaking on that. If you have TuneIn internet radio on your iPad or iPhone, you can listen to 30,000 of those.
Right, but not curated by humans.
Yes, curated by humans. Every radio station in the world, and there's humans.
Oh, you mean
they're made of humans.
TuneIn, the links to the regular
radio. They're real radio stations. So I don't understand where the breakthrough is on this, unless you really feel like these three DJs that they chose, and I should know their name, are like the best, the world's best DJs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I am not the foremost expert on DJs, I have to
say. Well, no one is, because no one listens to the radio anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, are they DJs like the radio or the ones that you go to a club in San Francisco?
No, they're radio DJs. No, they spin the discs.
Okay.
And then chatter during the platters.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, yeah.
So that's one feature.
So it's $9.99 a month, which so is everything else. They do have an interesting feature for families. That's $14.99 a month.
Then that's a good deal, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is, because right now you have to have two separate accounts, or they said in the the conference that in the keynote that you could do it illegally, but this,
Beats has a family plan. They had a family plan through AT&T, which was the same exact price. So
right.
This is not new. Spotify has sort of a family plan, I think. You pay a little less as you add subscriptions mm-hmm. to the base Spotify account.
In Beats, the family plan, could you have separate accounts so that your music recommendations
They said the music would be separate.
Yeah.
So that's nice. So you effectively could have up to six accounts for $15. I think that's fair. They're also going to give you 3 months free, and that's really critical. So mm-hmm. it's going to appear at the end of June, June 30th, on your iPhone and your iPad, if you're in one of the 100 countries that gets Beats music.
Mm-hmm.
It will not yet be on Android, will not yet be on Windows. So, we have a little head start, those of us who use iOS.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of question marks, though. Is it replacing iTunes? There is a new version of iTunes that you'll be getting at that time. And they didn't spend a lot of time on the features of the desktop iTunes. I don't know how different
right.
it is.
And that's what we were expecting to be able to, here's the great thing, you'll be able to have all this music that you've already bought from iTunes over the past
they didn't say that.
15 years and then or 12 years and then combine it. They never said that.
They didn't say
that.
That
was the feature that we...
That's something in Google Play All Access. Mm-hmm. Google does that. Amazon Music does
right.
that, where you use an uploader. You upload all the stuff in your iTunes library, of mm-hmm. all things, and anywhere else. And it will then stream that to your phone or any other device. And that does, both of those work with iPhones and iPads very nicely. Doesn't look like they're doing that. Mm-hmm. They're not acknowledging your existing iTunes account. But it's unclear. I think that they didn't answer a lot of questions.
Right.
For instance, what happens to iTunes Radio? I'm presuming it's going to get replaced.
Right.
You will, if you like iTunes Radio, be able to listen to Beats One, but you're going to lose, I think you're going to lose all those other stations. They didn't say.
Yeah.
They also didn't say what happens to iTunes Match, the $25 a year service.
Right.
Is that going away? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of questions left open. The real problem is, I see it, Apple's moving from this wildly successful model they've had for the last few years. iTunes is the number one place to buy music, not just digital, ever, anywhere. It is the record store of the United States and countries that it's in, most of the world. And that's a huge business for Apple, billions of dollars for Apple. They see the change coming because people don't buy music as much as they used to. Streaming music has started to take over. That's why they bought Beats. That's why they bought Beats Music. I think they really wanted to get into this. Steve Jobs never wanted to do streaming music. He said people want to own music. We're not going to do streaming. But the times have changed out from under Apple. So here they have this big problem, and this happens all the time. It's happening with every business that's successful. The internet comes along and changes it. Oddly enough, this is an internet business, and even it's facing this change. They sell music, 99 cents a song, $10 a record or CD, whatever you call it, an album. That's going away. They've got this new streaming business that's coming on, but you got to make the transition carefully. It's like the New York Times. They sell newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you go to the internet? It's a very interesting transition. And I think Apple is counting on Beats to take over revenue-wise for iTunes. I don't see that happening at all. I think what's really happening is they're going to lose this big, lucrative business they have selling music, and they're replacing it with what customers want. But I don't feel like they're going to make I don't think people who are currently iTunes music listeners are all going to start using Beats. Many of them will go to Spotify. They'll go to Pandora. Those are the big two right now. So this is a huge challenge for Apple. It's interesting to see a modern internet company still face this challenge.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. And a lot of people in our chat room are saying that, yes, iTunes will match your music. It'll all be in there. So
not clear. They did not say.
Yeah.
So that's not clear. They did not say.
Okay. So, do you want to talk more about the music, or should we move on?
Well, I don't know. What else is there to say?
About music?
They played a song called I Danced My Face Off.
And did you?
No.
well, they had that service where the artists could, it was like an artist social network.
Right.
I thought that was interesting.
Connect, they call
it. Yeah, it was kind of a way for them to have all of their, like, Twitter and their social network and just appeal. It would be like their verified Twitter account, essentially.
Here's the big question that I think will be in people's minds. Given that Jimmy Iovine, who is a record producer himself, Dre, of course, a record producer himself and a recording artist, Trent Reznor, both, are running this thing, and that in order to get the labels to go along, Apple had to make considerable concessions, we think.
Mm-hmm.
How independent is this going to be?
Right.
And if it's making recommendations, is it making recommendations because the labels said, hey, we'd like you to push the new Pharrell?
Oh, yeah. Like the bookstore, the books that pay for the front of the...
I think we know that Spotify is pretty independent, gives you broad variety. They didn't mention any other musical types besides pop. They didn't mention even country music, let alone classical music, opera, kids' music.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of question marks that we really won't know until it comes out. This idea of curated music is Jimmy Iovine's idea, even before Beats was purchased by Apple. The idea that he believed people with their music service are looking for humans to recommend to say what to listen to. I'm not sure that's the case. And I don't know if they're offering anything that's better than the other choices out there. So I think this is a tough one for Apple, and this may be one that they fumble. They don't have a good record. Remember Ping?
Yeah. No,
they don't have a good record with this.
What was that?
You don't remember Ping?
No, I'm just kidding.
Nobody
does. I was making a joke.
It was Apple's social network. It was associated with iTunes. It was a miserable failure and went away after less than a year.
Well, here's the thing. I think that people are different. Some people, for me, the computer does an excellent job. The algorithm does an excellent job of recommending what I would like to listen to next. But I am not, you know, a music aficionado. And I understand that there are people that that wouldn't work with, that they really want to have someone's personal opinion about it. So,
well, how do you find new music in your life?
By the algorithm, Pandora.
You like Pandora. 100 million people use Pandora. That's the
number one music
service.
I use Pandora to find the music, and I pay for a subscription to it, but then I make the playlists, and right now it's all scattered. I've been trying everything, waiting to see what Apple would do. So I have an RDO subscription, the cheap one that's $3.99 that I think I mentioned about on this show, where you can only download 25 songs a day. And then I have a Google Play access and the Amazon Prime subscription that I pay for, which I think is lacking a little bit. Yeah, so I use the Pandora engine and then, you know, make playlists through all these other features. But I'm definitely going to try it for 3 months, and I probably will stick around. So
here's one thing that they do say, and I apologize because they have clarified on their website. When you're a member of the new Apple Music, all the music you already have lives alongside the Apple Music library. It lives. Lives alongside it with so much great blah 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 handpicked songs blah
so
blah, blah,
great, blah
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 based
blah.
On what you listen to and like. Well, I guess that means they're not deleting my music. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But is that included, for instance, in the recommendations, the playlists? I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
And if I don't download the song to my phone, this is the thing that happens with Amazon and Google Music, which is I have a collection at home on my Mac. I upload it to Google Music, and then I can stream Google Music to my phone without downloading it. Can
right.
I still do that? I think we might have to wait until this comes out before we know exactly what it'll do.
The other thing that Amazon does that none of the others do, if you happen to have been someone that bought CDs for a long period of time from Amazon, those are also included. So it's like if you went through a phase where you were like, I will only buy CDs, and you happen to be an Amazon,
iTunes Match thing, which is great right now. If you pay $25 a year, anything you've ever bought.
Right, but you can never buy CDs from Apple, from iTunes. It's like if you were, I know you probably haven't bought CDs since the dark ages, but some of us did. So, yeah. All right, more on music, so or should we move on?
I apologize. We're trying to do this right after the keynote,
yeah,
and I apologize if we've not got all the facts, but it is, Apple has created on their website, apple.com, they now have a music tab, so you can go there and learn more about it. And I'm just going to keep reading this and try to understand it. Music and fans come together, music membership, blah, blah, blah. All right.
By MacBreak Weekly, you're going to have this down.
Well, yeah, because I'm gonna read all of this.
Because you're gonna have more than 3 minutes.
The verbiage. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. See, I was sitting back there while you guys were talking. I was like, I'm gonna be prepared by, you know, actually reading all this stuff and listening.
It's a lot to digest.
It is.
Yeah.
Can we move on to Siri and Proactive?
iTunes Radio, it looks like, is not going away. No, I'm still reading.
Okay.
iTunes Radio includes first place, so you can listen to selected full albums before buying them. You know, it's just not clear. Some of this might be old verbiage that's left around. One thing is we didn't hear about, we thought we would, is the new Apple TV.
Right, we didn't hear about that.
Nothing about that at all. Not even the word Apple TV.
But we thought we weren't going to hear about it, right? Wasn't that
the leaked. I think they leaked it. Brian X. Chen had this in the New York Times, and I'm pretty sure somebody from Apple said, you can't tell them where you heard this or who I am, but there's not going to be an Apple TV. They did it a few days before the event, a good way to kind of lower expectations so people were kind of prepared.
Right. Yeah. All right, can we talk about Proactive?
Yeah,
and Siri?
This was also rumored,
yes.
but were you impressed?
I was impressed. So this was Siri is getting smarter. She's learning all these new things and basically acting like Google Now. You know, being able to say you have a flight coming up or you left coffee on top of your car. I thought that was the most interesting thing.
That's one I
am known for leaving coffee. So it would remind you, right, when you're getting into the car. Yeah,
right.
Or leaving your iPad on the top of the car.
Right.
So it's all this stuff that Android users have already had. And so when I was listening to this, I was like, okay, so then now Apple is gathering all this information from us and using it. Isn't that what we were afraid of? Isn't that why we use Apple in the first place? Because we don't like that it's taking all this information. But then at the end, they made the promise that this all stays on your device, that it's not going to be, they're not uploading all this in the cloud. They haven't suddenly changed their business model in order to take all this information that from our email data mining and using it to make these products better. So I thought that was really interesting. So that's called Proactive.
And of course, it's going to go to the watch as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's right now a little frustrating with Siri on the watch is she's very constrained and limited in what she can do. But it looks like they even showed you using HomeKit and controlling your home from Siri on your watch, which would be awesome.
Yeah, that was almost the only thing they said about HomeKit.
That's about it. It was like the shortest mention I've ever seen.
But you're going to be able to use Siri, like say, you know, I want to go on a 3-mile run. And so, you know, that was something. Because right now I find the workout app to be fine, but not so great. So that would be good. You know, but it was things that we heard about in January from Microsoft, almost the exact same things, where, you know, they said, show me the photos, my photos from last August. Do you remember they said the same thing in the Microsoft keynote? That's what Cortana was going to do.
Right, and they said the same thing in the Google keynote.
Right.
That's what the new Google Photos
does. We all really want to find our photos from last August.
I think Apple was very clearly responding to the Google Photos announcement. You know, we talked a lot about that last week, and I think a lot of people are very excited about this service with free, unlimited storage and all of that from Google. Apple tried to show that many of the same features, search features that were available from Google Photos would be available as well from Siri.
Right.
In fact, what really looked like is once you get the new iOS, by the way, we didn't mention, but it's 8.4, which will be out June 30th. That's the one that's going to add Beats. And then in the fall, iOS 9 is the next big version of iOS. That's where Siri will be updated.
Right, yes.
That's where your desktop will also be updated with OS 10 if you use OS 10 El Capitan.
Yes.
And that will also have a much enhanced spotlight that will let you do that kind of searching. So, Apple's really extending the search capabilities of Spotlight, and Siri's going to get most of those capabilities.
Right, yeah, so OS 9 is going to be available to everyone in the fall, no matter how old your device is, or I think before, you know, not no matter how old, but they're going to be extending it to a lot of legacy devices, probably because they want to appeal to people all over the world that can't upgrade as much as, you know, some of us. That guy.
Hey, I found it. Does Apple Music work with iTunes Match? Yes. This should make it all crystal clear. Apple Music and iTunes Match are independent but complementary.
You made it right, Leo. Good for you.
That means it does mean if you're a Match subscriber, I guess, although again that's not clear, that even if you have songs you didn't buy from Apple that are in your library, they will be uploaded to the cloud and become part of your new Beats Music or Apple Music service. Kind of not clear, but I think that's what they're saying.
Right.
They're independent but complementary. Do you know what I mean?
So if anyone
it's like us. also, we're independent.
But complimentary.
But complimentary.
We are. Yeah. So I've moved on to three more bullet points ahead of him. He's still
I'm
back on
still
the music.
Back with music.
Okay. Which is fine. You're the boss.
I'm doing the research. I'm trying to, because I want to make sure that we're clear about what right. changes and as clear
accuracy.
As we can be, given what Apple has told us. So let's see. iOS 9.
Right.
Improved Siri. What do they call? What do you call it?
Proactive.
Proactive.
Right. So
I use that on my skin. Don't I? I think I do. So now you can use it on your iPhone as well.
Yes. Yeah. So it's all the stuff that Google Now was doing before, but now it's
I think Apple. What's really happening, and we knew this would happen. This is what the science fiction told us, is that Microsoft with Cortana, Google with Google Now, Apple with Siri, even Amazon with Alexa, are all getting this kind of natural language interface so that we can eventually, and I think this will happen, sooner than later, talk to our computer.
Right.
It'll understand what we're asking for, mm-hmm. and it'll respond, and it'll have context awareness, as the new Siri will know.
Right.
It'll be aware of other things that are going on in your devices, both Google Now with the Touch Now thing that they're mm-hmm. doing, Tap to Now, whatever they call it.
Google on Tap.
Google on Tap. Tap to Now. I like that. And Apple will do something similar to Google on Tap.
Right.
That's kind of what we thought would happen, right? We want to just be able to say, hey, iPhone, I need to make a dinner reservation for tonight, and then would you get me some tickets and pick up my dry cleaning and all of that stuff? The computer would kind of understand.
Right, so you can play more SimCity.
So I could, because really that's what I'm here for.
Also, it becomes our brain. That was the other thing they showed off, that here's like a number that wasn't in your contact, and it could suggest, well, maybe that's Leo calling you. It would go into your information and find that stuff. So
there were things we heard in the rumor mill that Apple didn't mention. Doesn't mean they're not there. I mean, after all, that was a 2.5-hour keynote. And as long as it was, there's lots they didn't talk mm-hmm. about. But remember, we were going to hear about the new rootless mode iOS. The idea that it would be harder for bad guys to gain access to your system. The new trusted Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Again, rumored, but we didn't hear anything about it. Does that mean it's not there? No. In fact, the rumor is probably based on developer releases. So I suspect all of this stuff will be there.
Yeah.
Apple may even have talked a little bit about it. They just didn't put it in the keynote. You can't put everything in the keynote.
Right. They talked about Google Wallet. They talked about
Apple
Wallet. It's just called
so
Wallet.
So Passbook is going to be renamed, probably when 8.4 comes out, I would guess, to Wallet.
Right, and it's going to include
which is a better name, because it was a wallet.
Right.
Not a Passbook.
And they're moving towards the whole, there are no more fancy cutesy names with, no
it's all
vowels.
Apple something.
And
it's all
they're all doing
something.
That. It's photos, it's wallets, it's music, it's just the thing that it is.
You might wonder, well, why didn't they call it Wallet from the beginning? Why did they start with Passbook? Well, if you think back, it didn't have a wallet feature in the earliest days. It was just loyalty cards, your Starbucks card, things like that. Mm-hmm. So only now, thanks to Apple Pay, is it an actual wallet that can contain credit cards. So I think that's makes sense that they've renamed it. That's a better name than Passbook.
So it has. So it's always had loyalty cards. It seemed like they were really pushing that, and I didn't know.
Your watch now has loyalty cards.
Okay. So all because I have a stack. I should have brought. It's this big. My stack of loyalty cards, and I just
go
through them.
Passbook always had loyalty cards, didn't it?
I don't know. I am sorry.
It has passes.
And we're gonna spend the next 30 minutes. He's gonna find
Passbook is an application that allows users to store coupons, boarding passes, event tickets, store cards, and now credit cards as well as debit cards via Apple Pay.
Store cards, is that loyalty cards?
Yeah, I think they mean like your Kohl's card and stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe not, I don't know.
Maybe they were going to be able to have context and show it when you were in Kohl's. They would know you were in Kohl's.
Oh, and but that is one thing she did show.
On the watch.
One of the two women on stage who was the Apple Pay mm-hmm. person was that you're...
One of the two women.
Hey, better than no women.
Yes.
Well, they had Christy Turlington last year, so they had one woman last year.
Yes. Represent.
now I only have credit cards on my watch, but eventually I'll have my Kohl's card on there and my Walmart card.
I just looked at all your credit cards.
I stay away from those. I don't like to get those.
I know. Well, that's the way they've always been getting our information, right? Those.
Right.
I mean, we talk about how they're mining our. But I mean, they've been. Safeway has been,
But you do it, I bet, right?
I do.
You know why? Because you go to Safeway, you buy something, and say, you would have been. That would have been $43 less if you had a card. And it's harder and harder to say no to that.
And they know what toilet paper I buy, and they know, what cereal I buy.
Talk about a privacy invasion. You know exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Who cares? I buy the extra value is what you get when you buy Coronet.
Well,
that's the one I get. I had to sing the song just to get the name.
Do you know what brand of toilet paper you use?
It's soft. I think it's Cottonelle. Is that a brand?
Yeah.
That's a brand.
Apple. You know why I don't know? No, you don't want to know.
I know why you don't know. Someone else buys it for you.
I have a toilet that washes my bottom.
I didn't. No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Apple News. I can't really. Am I shouting? Because I can't hear myself.
Apple News.
That was another thing that they rebranded as just the thing.
That is weird.
Yeah.
This news app you're talking about?
Yeah, it looked like Flipboard, but it was better than Flipboard, and it should, you know.
Flipboard, what you tell me, because my sense of Flipboard is kind of getting a little funky.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No,
I was when it came out.
It's gotten screwed up. There's too many things, and the tutorial keeps going for years, and you got magazines and flip, and then sometimes it crashes and it doesn't flip, and it's slow to load. Yeah, I think this is maybe just, this is an opportunity Apple saw. They also signed up a lot of big publishers.
Right, like you can get 30 free New York Times articles for free.
Used to be, if you just do it on the web, what is it, 5 a month, something like that? 30,
yeah, and on your iPad, and this is for your iPad,
yeah,
too. I mean, we're talking about, you know, for the iPad.
I look
iPad,
forward to so, this.
Yeah, I do, too. So, you know, some people have criticized us for kind of shirking our responsibilities as an iPad show. So now I wanted to collect all the information. They talked a lot about iPad stuff.
We have responsibilities to shirk?
We have responsibilities, and we may or may not have been shirking them.
I do not wish to shirk.
Some people's opinions.
I just didn't know.
So what did you think about these iPad announcements? The iPad is going to become more like a computer. There's going to be multitasking.
I thought that was interesting, wasn't
it?
Yeah. So they've added something called, what do they call it, slide away or something?
Multi-touch, split view.
No, you slide your finger in, and it's
going to...
Yeah, sliding.
The slidey thingy.
And, well, it's ironic because it's just like Windows, basically.
Right.
It slides in and it'll open a window. You also have something very much like Windows Snap, which allows you to have two windows open and resize
how big
the pane is.
I believe that's called split screen.
Very clever name.
I got some.
They also showed, and I'm not sure, maybe you could tell me why, independent scrolling. So I can go like this.
Yeah.
And scroll this one, you know, I could go... Okay, that's nice.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be doing that.
I don't do that on my Mac now. Like the gestures. Oh, there's a lot of gestures that I just I don't have found a use for.
I do think it makes the iPad more useful.
It does.
It's probably less useful certainly on a iPad mini. On the Air, a little bit useful, but I have to think that this is really all about a 12.9-inch iPad,
right,
where it would really be useful.
Right, and some of these things aren't even going to be able to use. You'll only be able to use it on the iPad Air 2, the split view.
Really?
That's what he said, yes.
I mean, the other thing that they're doing, and I bet this will be limited to more recent iPads, is the picture-in-picture. So that's kind of cool. If you're watching Twit, for instance, you could take the video. That's us.
Yeah.
iPad today. iOS today. Anyway, you take the video, and you can make it little and move it around and resize it.
And check if we're saying the right thing or not.
I think that's that kind of acknowledges that people are multitaskers.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch my kids, for instance, and you bet your kids, too. YouTube's always running.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a little YouTube window, and then they might be writing their school papers or doing something else like that. I thought that was... it's something that probably wouldn't have happened. I know I hate to bring this up. In Steve Jobs' day, this is a very different Apple, and I think that it's kind of responding to what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Is multi-windowing, multi-touch. We'd heard rumors they were going to announce that last year with the new iPads, and they didn't. So
not so much.
It's coming now. There's also...
QuickType?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
Well, they didn't mention this, but I was watching closely. One of the things that's always driven me crazy about, and I've mentioned this many, many times, about the Apple keyboard... is that it's all in uppercase, like a typewriter is.
Right, yeah.
But a typewriter, you know, you print the keycaps, you're not going to print various keycaps. You know, on Android and other devices, when you're in caps, it's in caps. And when you're in normal lowercase, it's in lowercase.
Right.
Well, the first thing I noticed when they started showing the new keyboard is it was in lowercase.
Oh, interesting.
And I thought, oh, does this mean that when I press the cap, and he did, he pressed the caps lock key, and it's in uppercase. So finally... Now, that's probably minor to you, but it's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
They also mentioned that you could use this as a trackpad. So you can go into trackpad mode and use it to position the cursor more accurately.
Yeah.
Apple did such an innovative thing with this idea of pushing and holding and getting the magnifying glass. And that's been that way for years. And I thought it was pretty cool, but sometimes it's a little difficult. I don't think that'll go away, but the idea that we could then use our trackpad to get a little bit more refined would be great. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what else did they say about the keyboard? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Was that the big thing? Was the trackpad?
I think and all that will be available on iOS 9.
Oh, Mr. Kata! I remember one other thing. And Andy Inoko is very excited about this. He uses third-party keyboards, like Bluetooth keyboards with his iPad. And maybe you have, we've recommended them before, like the Logitech ultra-thin keyboard iPad cover that gives you a keyboard and a stand. Well, the keyboard really now will be functional. For instance, things like Command Tab will actually allow you to, just like on OS X, switch between apps.
Right.
I think that's a big improvement. Yeah. That's really exciting. The keyboard will be a full-featured player on the iPad. And I think all of this really is about an iPad Pro, a 12.9 inch iPad.
Let's see.
Multitasking?
Yeah, I had this link from Owen Williams from the Next Web. There was something interesting he said. But yeah, he showed a little bit of that. I think that's all that we've already talked about.
The swipe back and forth and all that.
The slide over.
Slide over.
Slide over.
That sounds like something a guy at a bar might do. Hey, I noticed you've been sitting that's the slide over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Excellent.
They got Force Touch, another thing you don't want a guy to do.
I know.
And
that's
slide over.
That's the worst name.
I gotta wonder who's coming up with these names.
Slide over. Battery. Battery in the iPhone and the iPad. There's a 3 hour in OS 9.
Isn't this funny? Because the one thing that if you say there's one thing that the iPhone does better than any other phone, it's battery life,
right,
isn't it?
But now you get 3 more hours.
So they have a ultra-low setting, which Samsung and others have done before, mm-hmm. where you get very close to the end.
Oh, that's the extra 3 hours.
Yeah, and then you say, all right, I'm going to turn off features because I want to last a little bit longer.
Right.
But I think that's important because a phone, it's so often the case, you've been out all day or whatever, and your phone is your lifeline. It's almost... Nowadays, I think of my daughter, it's just not safe for her not to have her phone, right?
She's been out all day, and then she needs the directions to get home.
Yeah, or she needs to call for help.
Yeah.
I just feel like having your... We don't pay enough attention to the safety importance of having a phone.
Right.
And when you get to the end of your battery life, you're suddenly... I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm suddenly all alone.
My daughter brings her charger around with her.
For that reason?
Yeah, she is. I've somehow transferred my anxiety to her.
I think kids forget to charge overnight is the big problem, right? So they get up in the morning and they only got 30%.
Right.
So this is, this is a good thing.
Yes.
It's not something Apple invented.
So OS 9 is going to have 1 additional hour and then the low power mode will have 3 additional hours, allegedly.
Okay.
There was CarPlay. They talked a little bit about CarPlay. Yeah, you'll be able to use it without taking your phone out of your pocket.
That's kind of neat, although I wonder, because one of the reasons we thought you had to connect via cable is because it was a very rich data interface, mm-hmm. and you were sending lots of information to the car. One of the nice things about CarPlay, and I haven't seen a car with it yet, but they're coming, is that when you connect your phone up, the display on your car really is powered by the iPhone. It has iPhone apps, iPhone Apple Maps, and all of that. And that's better than, because it's more up-to-date than anything your car could possibly have. But they say they can do it via Bluetooth. I don't know if it's a less rich interface if you get less data, or maybe it feels a little bit slower. But that's great, because I don't want to take it out of my pocket. I want to keep it there all the time.
Yeah. I thought that their discussion on apps was interesting. We talked about this earlier about how people don't really...
100 billion apps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I did the math. Apple must have made $10 billion. They said they paid out, what did they say, $30 billion to app developers.
Yeah.
That means Apple has made $10 billion on apps.
Lot.
That's a good business.
Yeah.
I know it's been over a few years, but that's a good business.
Yeah, it's interesting, just the rapid growth.
Did you think it was odd they said that the average user has 119 apps?
That seems
high.
Yes, it does.
Seems high.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I have no idea. Is there a way to count automatically?
Yeah, if you go to the settings, it takes a little while. And you go to usage.
All we have is time here.
I got nothing but time. I think it's there. Is that
everybody
where you
in the chat room? Count your apps and tell us.
I feel like maybe that's not storage use available.
I have. Managed storage. Goodness, I have a lot.
Count your apps. I think it's. Isn't it going to tell me somewhere where all my apps are?
I don't know.
How many apps? I know. I thought I'd see that somewhere.
Is it general usage?
Maybe you can't tell that. Maybe the chat room would know.
I have storage, but no. Just how much storage I have.
Yeah. Look at iPhotos and cameras. 15 gigs on this thing.
Yeah.
Holy camoly.
I know.
That seems like a lot.
I need to get my act together with my photos, too. Because, they're all on Google Photos now, but they're all still here. I haven't made the, I can't delete.
Here it is. I only have 46 applications. It's under
general. About.
About. That's where I should have looked. I only have 46 apps. How many do you have?
Look at my
phone.
I have 116.
See,
the average
you're
person?
Very typical.
What was?
119. You're a little low, but you're close.
That's
you're in the
really
ballpark.
It's hard to believe that I would be typical.
I know, given that you do a show about all this.
But I do delete them all. I do delete them often if I don't
use
them.
Well, I have 211 on my phone.
Oh.
You know, this only has 46 because I kind of restarted
it. Oh, yeah, that was my iPhone. I didn't look at my app.
Yeah, 211 on my iPhone. 493, Salty Dog, you're the winner.
Whoa, you are.
You win a fabulous prize
42.
From Apple.
42. Mm.
350 on the AirPad 2, iPad Air 2, that's Scooter X.
Mm-hmm.
141 apps for Web 8166. Tripod is a mere 80. You're an underachiever, Tripod. You've got to try harder. Tripod. Alex, you're lying. 774 apps. You're lying. You're lying.
So, no, that was the amount purchased or the amount that you had on your phone?
On your phone at any given time.
Interesting.
Purchased would be a lot higher, wouldn't it? Or
it
downloaded, not purchased, would be a lot higher.
I am not a developer. I don't even try to play one on TV. But there was some interesting announcements about Swift.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say what this really means. They said Swift would, first of all, Swift 2 is out. And Swift, everybody loves Swift. Mm-hmm. People are very excited about it. It's a new programming language that Apple has embraced as its kind of default language. Up to now, it's been Objective-C. That was something developed by Steve Jobs Next and that was brought to Apple when Apple bought Next and got OS X and Steve Jobs in a very, it had a player to be named later, in a very important trade. The Objective-C is open source also. Doesn't mean everybody uses it. Mm-hmm. It's really used only to develop for Apple, and I think Swift will probably be similar. The only reason that might be really good news that made Swift open source is for education. Swift has some very nice features for education. It looks to be a very good teaching language. So that it means that somebody could develop a Swift compiler and maybe even the playground, because that's the neat thing, on Linux, say, or on Windows. But I don't see that happening. I think that this sounds good, but I don't think it's going to make a substantial difference.
They just have to throw open source into every keynote.
Got to put
keynote.
That word in just... there. A little open source.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Apple actually, OS X is based on... an open source operating system.
Yeah.
It's,
mm-hmm.
And they give back, the Darwin community, they give back. So I think Apple supports open source to some degree.
The education, that's interesting to me. I mean, my kids are going one-to-one iPads next year.
Are they?
The whole city of Petaluma.
Really?
Yes, public schools.
Everybody in Petaluma is getting an iPad?
Petaluma City School. City school.
I want to enroll.
If you're in school.
Can I be in sixth grade again?
No. I think there was a movie about that. I think you would be a totally different sixth grader.
Why do I think
it's
probably
Sandler.
Will Ferrell was in it? It
no,
was
Adam,
Adam Sandler?
Sandler?
Okay.
Adam Sandler.
It was one of the two.
But I think you would do it totally differently. So, yes, you can go back to sixth grade.
No, I don't want to go back to sixth grade. I've been there twice.
So, the Watch OS, as you mentioned before, it's not running on iOS anymore. There were some interesting announcements. We're going to have more, well, developers are going to, for the first time, have access to the Watch to make apps that are more useful than they are today for you and I. And they're going to, not so many apps are not going to be tethered to the phone as much, which I think will be nice because...
You know, you probably noticed this, but whenever I launch an app on my watch, it feels like it just takes forever.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, initially I thought, hey, let me launch an app. Okay. It doesn't even really matter what app I launch. Let's launch...
Instagram is the one you would never...
Yeah, I took Instagram off, but let's say the New York Times. And it spins and it spins and it spins and it spins. And initially I thought, oh, this means it's a very slow computer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that point, it isn't saving you time from just pulling your phone out, right?
Right.
But now I'm of the opinion maybe that it's just the communication of the watch. Because remember, it's using Bluetooth,
right.
We were just talking about. But
right.
That's kind of a slower interface.
Yeah.
So if the New York Times app suddenly is on the watch, it should open faster. Maybe
right.
It will open faster.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of waiting for apps right now to open.
It's almost unusable. I mean, it gets to a point where it would be faster to pull out my phone to get an Uber than it is to use the watch
right.
for Uber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that kind of takes away some of the selling point.
Right.
Of
so the I'm excited about this new Watch OS. There were new faces. You can now use a photo of your own for your watch face, which I don't know why that wasn't there before. That was something that I really
Andy Inako said it was in fact there. They just didn't release it.
Oh.
So they had that capability to do arbitrary photos on the as a watch face. You can even pick an album, which I like, and then every time
yes.
you raise your watch, it'll give you a different picture from the album. So you could have your whole family in there, plus your family in Idaho, because some of you I know have a couple of them. It also is for the first time ever going to allow video on the watch face.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. You can watch us.
Yeah.
Watch this. It's short form video.
Only Vine.
Yeah.
No, they showed
you
Vine.
You can watch us. Just
but
say
there's no reason why we couldn't make a Twit app for the iPhone that would then go over to your watch. You know, they didn't make it clear, but would you go to the Apple Store and download watch-specific apps, or is it as it is now, where you download the New York Times app, and then if there's a watch-specific app, it would cross-load it? They didn't make that clear.
Or whether, you know, you were going to have to pay for them and what you'd have
maybe,
to pay for them.
Maybe. I mean, wouldn't Apple want that? That you could buy apps specifically just for the watch?
Yeah.
In any event, I guess we could make a watch app for a Twit. I don't know if that's really the way we would like you to watch, but it's convenient.
Yeah. You could watch while you're driving. Oh. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Do you use Instagram on here? I took it off immediately because I feel like that's a terrible experience for pictures. It's so small.
So here's how I use it. As a mom, I get notified when my daughter posts something on Instagram, and then if I should need to do damage control, which I never have yet, I would be able to, wherever I was, just click and look.
You really are paranoid.
A little. Just a little.
God, we didn't have to worry about anything like that in my day.
You didn't
with
worry
our
about
kids,
anything.
Abby and Henry, you know. We didn't. There was no Instagram in 1998.
Right. There wasn't.
No such thing.
And one other app face that I thought, the time lapse, did you see that? That was pretty cool of like the different cities. It was like going to be a time lapse. That would probably suck up your battery.
That's another Apple supplied watch face.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to have a bunch of cities. Mm-hmm. It looked like one outdoorsy thing that you could do a time lapse on there.
Yeah.
Gosh, that seems like it would just kill your battery like crazy.
I know, it probably would. Yeah. But so all the links and apps will be in our show notes at twit.tv/iOS today. You can that's where you can subscribe in any number of ways you want to subscribe. We always record around 12:30 on Monday.
Or 2:30.
Yeah. At live.twit.tv, you can get us there. And also, you can ask a question or post a comment on our Reddit, our subreddit.
That's so cool that we have a subreddit.
Yes, and it's slowly growing. You know, these things take a little time, but it's reddit.com/r/iOS today. And we have a lot of good comments. And after you read an advertisement, we will get to some of those comments.
Oh, I don't have to read this.
No.
I know it by heart.
Yes.
I talked this ad. Let me see what it says. No, our show today brought to you by Gazelle. Everybody knows about Gazelle. I bet you could do the ad for Gazelle. Gazelle's a place to take, not just you, but the people at home. Because you know, I hope by now, Gazelle's a place you could take your old phone, even if it's broken, your old iPhone, your old iPad, or any phone, almost any phone, your BlackBerry, your Samsung, your LG, and sell it for top dollar. All you have to do is visit gazelle.com. You're going to get a quote locked in for 30 days. You tell them what condition it's in. If you forget to wipe the data, they'll wipe it for you. They'll even pay postage on anything worth more than a buck. Isn't that nice? So it's a better way to recycle. Send it to Gazelle and get a little cash back. If you're throwing your old gadgets at the drawer, it's like throwing $100 bills in the drawer. You wouldn't let that. You wouldn't do that. Let them gather dust there. 30 days guaranteed. That means you have time to get the new device and copy all your data over. Send it in and then get a check, a PayPal credit, or, and here's what the smart people do, if you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, get an Amazon gift card, they'll bump that up 5%. Now you may say, well, what happens to all those things that we trade in at Gazelle? Well, the very best of the best, Gazelle puts in their certified pre-owned program. You can now go to Gazelle and buy your replacement smart device, your iPhone 6, your iPad mini, or your Galaxy S5. Here's the deal. Everything there, of course, has been put through a rigorous 30-point inspection to make sure it works 100%. They have two different conditions. There's like new, which is really like new. But they also have certified good. You'll save more money on the certified good, but there might be some slight signs of wear, you know, a little nick or scratch here or there. Nothing important. And of course, because it's gone through the 30-point inspection, it will work. But even then, you still have the 30-day risk-free return policy if it shouldn't work out for you. If you're buying an iPad for a kid or a replacement for yourself on your iPhone, this is a really great way to do it. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, gazelle.com. The best place to sell and buy gadgets. Fast and easy. Gazelle.
All right, so we got some questions on our subreddit. Last week you were talking about how you're going on vacation.
Yes,
Lisa,
I'm excited.
Going on vacation. Yeah. You're looking for an app to use for your vacation.
Still am.
Okay, well, R.M. Bittner says, this is maybe so obvious you haven't even thought about it, but what about using iMovie for your upcoming Europe trip?
Ah.
You can incorporate still videos and photos, add text and audio.
And make a little show.
Yes, and he made a little show.
Do we have his little show?
I don't know if it's easier to show it from my iPad or for you to bring it up.
You can show it from your
Yeah, just show it there. We all got to stuff our... Oh, they went to the teddy bear factory. Oh. In Germany, 2013. Roll out the barrel, la, la, la. We're going to Heidelberg.
So why don't you just take this video?
We're going to Aldeburgs. You know what? I don't have to make a video. I just use his.
Yeah. So he added text.
So this is good. This is a still that they're doing the pan and scan thing on. Yeah, this is a great idea. Actually, a little later on, I have my app cap as something that will do something similar. But iMovie's great. Now, did he do that with the iMovie on the iPad? Or did he use the iMovie on the Macintosh?
That's a good question. I don't know that he said that.
Roll out the barrel, roll out the barrel tonight.
So,
All right, iMovie, I agree.
Yes. We had another question on our subreddit from Tim. He said, I'm uploading a lot of pictures to iCloud. I do not have, some do not have metadata. Is there any way to add location and data once the photo is in iCloud? Or is there a good program to pull?
You found a program for this, didn't
you? Volcano Pele, I think that's how you say your Reddit screen name.
There is a volcano
named
Pele.
He said, try Pin App. It's an iPad-only app that I've used to geotag my old photos.
What a good
idea.
A lot
of similar apps I've found in the App Store record your location while you take the photos with a separate camera so you can add location later. But Pin App for people who want to go back and add location data to their old photos. So I downloaded Pin App.
So how does it work? I mean, you must have to pick a place on the map or something, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I played with it a little bit, and now, see, the problem is I haven't uploaded any of my photos from my camera. So all my phone photos are all...
There's some stuff.
Yeah, but they already have the metadata built in, right? Because they're...
But you could add new metadata if you wanted to.
I could.
There's a cute little doggy. But you can see, because it has the metadata, it shows a little push pin. So you know it's already... Okay, thanks. Those are the two choices, thanks and okay?
I guess so.
Which one do you pick? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Thanks. There's another one with thanks or okay. Please note.
I never thought of that.
Only possible destination albums are displayed. Thanks. Okay. Press thanks. No. Oh. Next time, press thanks. I'm just curious what happens.
So, yeah, you can add the information. You can go back and add the information for those people who took pictures with a camera and wanted to...
That is great. I used to use something called Huda Geo.
Huda Geo.
Not on the iPad. It was a Macintosh app. We do the very similar thing. That would require, and boy, the times have changed. When I was in China, I did this, that you buy a little geo tracker, which was this tiny little... GPS device, and you put in your backpack or whatever, and you would make sure that the camera and the geo tracker time and date were synced. And then when you got home, you could plug your geo tracker in and upload the data to your computer, and that would be a KML file. Am I losing you?
No.
That would be a KML file, which is a kind of a standard map file, which you could then, using Huda Geo, merge the KML. It's so much easier now.
Yeah. But remember when that was like magic?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember I lost the geo tracker on a mountain peak in China, and it was a terrible, terrible thing. Now, one tip. I'll give you a tip.
Okay.
If you're using a regular camera, as I often do, I like to, when I start taking pictures at a location, take one with my smartphone and the location turned on. So then I know, here I am at Corinth, and I'm in Corinth.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking through the ancient ruins of the city of Corinth. I have taken one iPhone picture. That has the geolocation I want to apply to all the pictures I take there. So it's kind of simplifies
that's
that. Smart. If your camera doesn't do it. Most cameras now do.
Now,
a lot
but
of them.
What he's talking about is like, you know, when he took pictures
after the fact.
Before the,
no, this is good.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Does your husband not know when you work?
I guess not.
Or maybe it's urgent.
I know. It's like when you get a phone call now,
In my house, everything rings.
Yeah.
Everything rings. Every tablet, every phone, the computer, another computer, everything rings. I feel like a Swiss clockmaker at midnight. Just.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is you'll answer the phone and it's a cacophony. Going on, and you say, hey, hold on a second, I've answered it, but it's going
to
take a minute or two for everything to realize I've answered the phone.
Yeah, it keeps ringing.
People laugh when they call me.
Yeah.
It's bong, bong, bong. What's, hello? I'll just take a second. Hold on. problems of modern life.
It is. Do we have time for an email? I think we have a little bit more time, right?
Time? We got nothing but time.
Okay. Let's see. Let's take this from the Twitters. Mike K asks, I'm looking to replace my iPad 2 with a new one. Is it likely this fall that there will be an iPad with Force Touch?
I think it is likely. I think, and that would be a really neat thing. But we can't, we don't know. Apple doesn't know. Apple doesn't tell. Apple knows. I think somebody at Apple knows, but I don't think they tell.
Right, not us.
However, keep watching, because usually what happens is right about now, they start making these things, right? If they want to have them in stores in plenitude by October, let's say, maybe in August or July, they'll start making them. And once they've got them in the factories, it's kind of often the case this stuff gets leaked out a little bit. So I haven't heard a word. It's kind of the expectation that you'll have a better camera. We think there's better cameras in all the Apple devices. And Force Touch. And I think Force Touch, man, on an iPad, that would just, I'm waiting for that 12.9-inch iPad, pressure sensitivity, so I can use a stylus, and Force Touch. I think that's going
to
happen.
I'm looking forward to it in the iPhone. That's the other rumor too. I mean, yeah, there's right. just so many. It's one of my favorite ways to interact with the watch, like to clear all my notifications. That was how you were adding a photo right. to. You know, I really like it. I don't know. I like the feeling.
You get used
of,
to it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things that they would certainly do if they can, if the parts are being made, mm-hmm. or they can get the parts to be made. But there may be technical reasons mm-hmm. that prevent that. But boy, they could put it on the watch. I don't know why they would be able to put it on the phone and the tablet.
Right. Let's ask do one more question.
Let's we'll do go. One more.
This is a tough one. John asks, I'm on the fence about the Apple Watch. Should I buy now or should I wait for the next one? Can you help me make up my mind?
Mm.
That's John there. He looks like he's really... I don't know. What do you think? I get this question a lot, like, because I am many times the people that I interact with, I am the first Apple Watch that people have seen in the wild.
I think if you ask that question, if you have to ask that question, you should not.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
If you, Apple Watch as it stands today, and I think they announced enough neat new features. You know, we didn't mention this, but the idea that you could turn the stem on your Apple Watch and move ahead through time to see what your appointments
would
be like.
Right, time travel.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we didn't mention that.
The addition of apps. It's going to improve in the fall. But as it stands right now, the Apple Watch is not, I don't know, you tell me what you feel. I feel like it is not a must-have utility. If you think you would want it, it's a great toy.
Yeah.
It's a great accessory. It's a pretty decent-looking watch. But if you don't know, if you're mm-hmm. saying, well, do I need it? You don't.
Right. That's
I would good. Guess.
If you,
you
have
don't.
To ask.
If you, don't if you don't have to ask, you don't
my
need
My dad
it.
Just got his, and he is the first non-technical tech journalist or technical yeah. person that I've known.
But he likes
gadgets. He got the first Mac everything. I mean, that's yeah. why I am
yeah.
where I am today.
Yeah. No,
because
he likes
we
that
had,
stuff.
You know, an Apple II, like, yeah. you know, just when I was born. That's how young.
So he's actually perfect because he's into gadgets, understands gadgets, likes gadgets,
yeah.
but isn't necessarily like, I'm going to buy everything Apple makes instantly.
He is like that, yeah.
No.
Yeah. yeah, I mean,
he is.
And the other thing he did was he read the manual cover to cover.
Okay.
First thing. And now he feels like he knows everything about it because that's
yeah.
what he likes to do too. So
yeah. He's too new
he
for
loves
him to
it.
Have an opinion. He does
he
love it.
He loves it. He loves everything about it because you know he paid the money. He got the same one you did. So there's that. It's like once you have it and you've already
bucks.
Paid the money for it, then you know you kind of like you want to love it.
I think that's a lot of what you hear is people who's so invested by literally investing money in it
yes.
that they can't say no. I don't like it.
Or there's people like who are reporting on it and who someone else maybe paid for it, like for example you, and then I'm like, I love it. I love everything about it
because it was free.
It was free, yes.
So you're saying at free it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, and it really just depends on what you know, I have these simple when I answer that question, I have these simple use cases that
yeah.
I don't know, I hate that word, but you know, when I go out to dinner and I leave the kids home alone, like I don't have to have my phone on the table. I can just get tapped on my watch. But you know, you probably had your phone in your pocket
yeah.
and it vibrated anyway. So these are things that are very specific
and
to me.
I feel like at the table I don't want to be bothered. And that's another issue is do you want a notification device on all the time?
Well, I don't want to be bothered except if the house is burning down, then I wanna you know, I'm talking
oh,
about like with from my
let
kids
it burn.
With my kids
you
in
know,
it.
We told our neighbors we were going on vacation. And he said, okay. I said, but now there's gonna be some coming and going. My daughter and others will be coming and going. So don't worry about that. He said, okay, so but if I see a moving truck pull up, I should call you. I said, yeah. He said, what if I see a fire truck? I said, don't call me. It'll ruin my vacation. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't want to know. Let the house burn down. When we get back, we'll deal with it.
Good.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you don't want
to
know.
Yeah. So I guess the answer to the question is, if you're on the fence, that probably means no, wait for the next version.
I feel like there's a chance it's going to get better. I feel like as it stands right now, nobody needs an Apple Watch.
Yeah. Well, the woman who owns the yoga studio that I go to, she was like asking me all about it, and you know, she wanted these very specific things that it would do for her. And then she got excited about it, and then she went to the store, and then she, you know, I said, "Did you get one?" She was like, "No, because it's going to be 6 months, and like I just can't wait that long." You know,
so there's that too. Must be driving Apple crazy.
Yeah, not 6 months.
They could sell more if they had them.
Right.
I don't think it's a great activity tracker. That some of the changes, though, that they're making to the watch will this fall make it much better. For instance, if you don't, you know, right now you have to use Apple's activity app to monitor your activity. Mm-hmm. But they announced third-party, like Runkeeper and other apps that you use. You might, I don't know, do you, what do
I
you use?
I use Map My Run.
Map My Run. Yeah. Well, you'll be able to get a Map My Run app on the phone, on the watch, rather, that will have access to all that information, the same information the activity tracker has.
Right.
So you can say in that app as you run or whatever. And I think that that's going to help people a lot.
Right. Because Map My Run does record, it transfers its information to my phone from the watch app, but it doesn't have access to that information to,
There are apps you would like to be able to once in a while check and see whatever that the app tells you. And that you can't do right now. You can only do what Apple's own apps let you do, workout and activity.
Right. And there's also, there's so much data being collected by, you know, from this, and it's so interesting to look at, but I need to crunch the numbers. Like, I need to know what all this data is. Like, it's, you know, it's like I say, okay, well, that's interesting. I burned that many calories in this Bikram yoga class. Like, I don't believe that it's necessarily accurate, first of all, but it'd be interesting to know if, like, after yoga, I burned more calories throughout the day.
Right.
But there's no...
How would it know that?
Yeah. There must be some data expert that could, you know, has a... Well,
they just
that
be
could
projecting.
Yeah, would crunch. Well, you know, it'd look at, it's like, well, these three days you ran, and these 3 days you did yoga, and here's what you, the calories you burned during your workout versus these are the calories that you burned for
otherwise
the entire day.
Oh,
that was
right.
How you would.
Yeah, that's useful.
Right.
That's your
for
net,
me.
Your net, you know, loss.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot more the watch possibly could do. I think it's a little hampered by the size also. I think that's my other issue with the watch. Don't forget, this is a really tiny device with kind of confusing controls. It takes a while to learn how to use them. I think it's very possible that this is too small, that they just, it will always be a little bit of an annoying thing, and it will always be easier to do almost anything you want to do on your phone just because it's so small.
Right, but maybe that is a plus.
Maybe.
Because here, this is, I thought about this because, you know, you get a notification, you look at your phone, then you want to do all these other things with it. Like, I have my phone, I want to look at Facebook, I want to look at Twitter, I want to, and suddenly I've ignored everyone in the room where it's like, okay, there's an alert, I can't really do anything because it's annoying, I'm done, I'm back to my life.
I'm watching the most exciting basketball game I ever watched last night. Very exciting. I'm on my feet in my living room. Yay! Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers, the greatest basketball player of our time, LeBron James, the little Stephen Curry, showing his moxie. And I'm looking, I'm watching the TV. There are people with courtside seats. I mean, they're on the court, on the boards, going, I can't wait to tell everybody on Twitter that I'm sitting on the best. You watch the game!
You know what it probably was? Because we were watching with a friend of mine whose boss was sitting a courtside.
And had to tell everybody.
Well, no, but it's like they're probably all these people are like texting them and saying, I see you, because that's what she was doing.
Don't bring the phone to the game.
Yeah.
Watch
that'll
the game.
Never happen.
Those millionaires are working really hard for you.
All right, who else is iOS Today brought to us by?
No, it's brought to you by my torso. No, it's brought to you by Trunk Club. We love Trunk Club. Look at this. Everything I've ever wanted is in life is in this trunk. And by that, I mean I don't have to shop, right? I don't have to go to the the worst thing. You want a miserable man, you bring me to the clothing store and say, Leo, you've got to come back with 4 shirts, 3 pairs of pants, and a couple of shoes. No! No, I won't do it. It goes back to my youth when I had to go shop in the stocky section.
Oh.
You know, broke my heart. So this is so much better. You have a personal stylist who will talk to you. And you know what? It's like you're talking to a doctor or a counselor. You can say, Robin, I'm stocky. I did. I told her the truth. I gave her my waist size with no shame. She did not shame me. Instead, she said, great, I've got some wonderful clothes you're going to love. She put up a web page. I could choose the ones I wanted and didn't. And then she sent me my trunk. By the way, none of this has cost me a penny yet. None of this has cost me anything. Your trunk will contain beautiful clothes. You go through them. You can do this in the privacy of your own home. Have a fun little fitting, a little tryout. Open your trunk and take out your clothes. Show your honey. Oh, what do you think? Oh, that's nice. Lisa had some strong opinions. Mm-hmm. You always want to include the spouse.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is only for guys. Sorry, girls. Mm-hmm. I know so many women who would love to have this. So you choose the stuff you want. You keep what you want. You pack the rest back. You just throw it back in the box. You don't have to pack it. You don't even have to fold it. You throw it back in the box. You have 10 days to do this. The box is postage paid, goes back. And then and only then do you pay a penny, and you only pay for what you keep. If you don't keep anything, you pay nothing. Better yet, it's not a subscription. You don't get a trunk every month. You get a trunk when you call your stylist and say, okay, I'm ready for a new one, or email her, I'm ready for a new one. Robin was so great. I love my stylist. You'll love your stylist. If you go to trunkclub.com/twit, you're going to get a wardrobe consultant who is great, who is fashionable, stylish, will listen to you and what you want. There's Jenny. She's great. Robin is amazing. You can't have my stylist. I want to keep her. You got to try it. Trunkclub.com/twit. And the best thing is you don't pay any money. You don't do any work. You don't have to go to the mall or the store. It comes to you. And by the way, very, very nice clothing. This is really high quality clothing. The Merino wool sweaters. I got a lot of sweater. I love sweaters. Beautiful, soft wool. I really love them. Trunkclub.com/twit. Try it today. It's free. You only pay for what you keep. Trunk, and there never is a subscription. Is it time for our hats?
Trunkclub.com/twit. I want that for me. I'm thinking of wearing men's clothes just so I can get a trunk.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Let's go. I think.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
I thought so.
You look like.
I picked the really nice one just for WWDC.
That is beautiful.
And I'll wear it at a jaunty angle.
You know, that's so funny that's still there because when Sarah went to New York, I said she could take it.
Oh.
And I meant she could take it, but I guess she just thought I could take it to New York.
Oh.
She brought it back.
She's
a very honest person.
Well, so she'll be on again.
If you ever have to go somewhere really cold.
I'm going to give it to her next time I see her.
That's a no.
Bring it.
No. No. Finders, keepers, loser, weepers.
Okay.
That's my hat.
All right.
I bought that in Russia, you know.
You did?
Soviet Russia. Well, it wasn't Soviet
anymore. Remember when you went to Russia.
St. Petersburg. It had the Russian army insignia right on there.
Oh. So now the reason we're wearing hats. Why are we wearing hats?
Why are we wearing hats? Because our heads are cold.
It's our app cap. It is our app cap. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You always start.
Okay.
The app cap is where we pick our favorite app of the week, one everybody, you know, something you want to know about, you want to look at. And, you know, it's so funny. This, for so long, was just iPad apps. We could pick iPhone apps or Apple Watch apps soon. But, you know, both of us have an iPad app.
We do. And I would love to show you my app, but...
You're not ready? I'll show you mine.
Okay, go.
So, you know Lisa Bettany. We love Lisa Bettany. She's a great, talented photographer, beautiful person. We love her. She started our Mostly Photo show and known her for an awfully long time. She made a lot of money. I was so proud of her. Did very well with an app. Probably one of the most popular apps ever for the iPhone called Camera Plus. You ever use that?
Yes. No, I haven't. But
Camera Plus is great. Well, she's back. She's got a new app. And I'm so excited. I saw her post on Facebook last night, and so I immediately downloaded it. It's called V for Video. V for Video. And it is both an I really like this, both iPhone and iPad. Now, you mentioned iMovie on the iPad, and I don't know if you've ever tried iMovie on the iPad.
Not in a long time.
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to use, a little confusing. This gives you all the functionality, or much of the functionality, of iMovie, but a lot easier to use. It also has one of the features people really like about Camera Plus. You know, with Camera Plus, when you take a picture, it doesn't immediately go to your iPhone camera roll. It's stored in Camera Plus. You can mess with it, filter it, clean it up, and then only save the stuff you really like. So it keeps your camera roll kind of free of those 800 different shots of the same thing as you try to get the best one. This works the same way. So you can use it on your iPhone. I've got it set up here on my iPad. The idea is you shoot videos, and I'm going to go into a video project I've already got, but you see I could actually have multiple projects going by pressing new video. I can add video to a project just by pressing the record button. So shall I record? Let's record a little bit more of you in that fetching. Oops, it's recording now this. Well, I'll show you. We don't have to worry about that.
It recorded the ground.
It's recording the ground.
Okay.
What is it record? Oh, my hand.
Mm-hmm.
In that fetching hat. I love that. That's great.
Yes.
We'll add that to the video. Mm-hmm. So now I have, and you'll see right away why this is a great app. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to get rid of this. This is the beginning part of the video, as you see right here. And I'm gonna trim that by selecting it and saying, yeah, I don't want that part. I just want the part where we look at this. Look how easy it is to select just the right point right there, and just the right out point right here. There we go. And we're done.
That's perfect.
And we're done, okay? And then this, you know what we're going to do with this? We're going to throw this guy, put this guy right in the trash can. Mm-hmm. Easy to reorder clips. You just swap them around, right? You've got a timeline interface that lets you swap around. And then when you are working with a clip, here, let's take this clip. We can change the speed. You said slow-mo? Yes, indeed. We could play it at half speed. We could play it at 5x speed. We can go anywhere in between, which is kind of fun. Should we slow down, John?
I've always wanted to do that. All right, he works too fast.
Here's John working at half speed. You know what? I changed my mind. That's another thing I love about this. You can change your mind. Let's speed John up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now how much would you pay? you can also use filters. Now, this is a $1.99. They do have, with a $1.99, you get one set of filters, the retro filters. Look at black and white. And look, it's in real time, which is really nice. Let's go back to a normal speed, because that's kind of kooky. But I can look at some other filters here. There's also brighten, so you can make it a little bit brighter. These are the filters that come with it. You can also buy additional filters for 99 cents. That was the retro pack. Here's the cities. Oh, you know what? I didn't buy it on my iPad yet, so I can't show it to you. I have to restore purchases. I won't do that right now. And they have a cinema pack. So these are additional filters, very much like Camera Plus. Camera Plus was one of the first apps on the iPhone to do filters. So they have three filter packs so far. Let's see what else. Oh, you know, one of the things that I always have a problem with. Oh, this is kind of fun, too. You can duplicate, copy. These, so you can have addition. You know, you can do something over and over again. One of the things I really have a problem with is when you do something slow motion. If you have an audio track, and by the way, this does record audio tracks. So now I can also choose a music track. In fact, anything that's in my iTunes library, I can use as a backdrop, and I can use multiple tracks and so forth. So it really is as bad as see. I can set the level here. About as simple of a video. It's for shooting, for editing, for finishing up the timeline. They've done such a nice job with that, and we're going to get out of the audio now here. And then when you're done with it, you can save it to your camera roll, so you do, in fact, get to add it to your camera roll. But you can also share it on a lot of sites, including Vimeo and so forth. So I have to say they've done really a nice job with this. It's $1.99.
Really?
Wow. Comes from Lisa Bettany. And so, you know, they will probably, as they did with Camera Plus, continue to improve it.
Right.
It's an investment when you buy stuff from Lisa. She really is a perfectionist. I think they've just done a great job. And it's so much easier to use, in my opinion, than iMovie.
Yeah.
Doesn't have some of the features of iMovie, the trailers feature, and the different packages. But it's great for just making a basic movie with slow motion. And so I'm thinking for travel,
that would be
I'll probably just shoot clips as I go around. Right, you don't have to do any editing yet. When I get back, I can go through the clips, trim them, and rearrange them, and order them, put a music track behind it, and very quickly, very easily, I'll be able to get a movie of my day in Budapest or wherever that is.
That is cool. I love that. I'm gonna get that.
Yeah, isn't that nice? V for video.
And only $1.99.
$1.99. It has a sharing button, so it shares to everywhere that Apple, shares to, including Vimeo and YouTube and Facebook. I feel like this is going to be a great solution for me. As I travel around. Yeah, and you can save the video right out to your camera roll as well, if that's what you want to do.
Cool.
V for video.
I love it.
Yeah, look at that. That's a great picture of you right there. Yeah. Who needs a filter?
Without that, it just looks like I'm not wearing that big fuzzy hat anymore.
Yeah, I love this. I think
that is
so
cool.
Great.
Yeah, Annabella's taking a video class down at the Petaluma Community Access Center. I think this would be great.
The funny thing is, video editing programs use timelines. So she's getting here. I mean, it doesn't have multi-track audio and all of the things that, because it's just for a phone or an iPad.
Right.
It's got just the things you would want, but it would teach you the basics of timeline editing, and it would be a great starting point, I think, for a kid.
I still remember being in college. I took video production classes and just spending entire days in the room with the big tapes.
Exhausting.
And just like sitting over there and getting this 15-minute video. Kids these days got it so easy.
Well, but I got to say, when they started putting out video editing features on the iPhone and the iPad, I said, nobody wants to do that. Having like you, horrible experiences of sitting in a closed off room for days at a time editing video. I thought no human wants to do that. And I think a lot of people don't edit their videos.
Yeah.
But once you have something that's really easy to use, very intuitive, I think you're much more likely to do that.
That's
so
true.
I like this. Lisa, you did it again. Nice job.
All right, so now mine is the one that's going to suck your time.
Good, because I got nothing
Do you remember QuizUp?
It got Love QuizUp.
Yes, and so they had some privacy concerns like about a year ago, but then they cleared all that up.
Oh,
I think so. There was some weird stuff, but now they've become a social network. So I know, it's weird when you think about it, but then, so wouldn't it be nice if you were looking to meet someone, which we're not.
It was a trivia contest,
It's trivia. It's trivia plus the social network.
Huh.
So I have it here on my screen.
I'm interested.
I
switched to Trivia Crack. But I don't like it because it's ugly and the questions are weird. So I loved QuizUp, so I'm interested.
Yeah, this is QuizUp. So, you know, you can take the quizzes and then you can meet people in the... So let's say finish the book title. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
So it's not just the quiz. If I wanted to play, I would press play. We will play. And then it's also a social network. So there's people that are posting pictures, posting comments. So it is interesting if you want to meet people
How
that also
odd.
Love book titles or like here's the text.
Yeah, because QuizUp had categories, so many categories.
So, you know, it's like here are all these people interested in tech. And so you can meet them if you want to. And that's a lot of people just posting pictures of them winning. But there are more interesting things.
I hope it doesn't become just that.
Yes, it's not. See, let's look at the general knowledge social network.
Yeah, tech people are just nerdy.
Yeah, just people.
Guess what is written in this picture? Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No. It says liar. I don't know why.
Liar. Look at that. Liar.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is weird.
Yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Fun stuff. So
liar!
Should we do a finish the book title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're so literate. You're going to be better at this than I am.
Well, we could do the tech one.
No.
You're very literate,
tech,
too.
Tech, for me, is a no-win situation. I'll tell you why. Because if I win, they go, well, of course you won. You're the tech guy. If I lose, they go, I beat the tech guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like to do stuff.
You got to help me out here, though.
Yeah, okay.
So the question is...
Round one. Yeah, finish. What is the last Mohican?
The last... we got our enemy,
I don't know.
Enemy?
I don't know.
Enemy.
That's dumb.
Mohican would have been the answer.
The last of the Mohicans.
Long
goodbye. Long summer, fall, spring, or winter?
Winter. I think it's winter.
Oh, very good.
Sorry, you can't see my whole
What is
screen.
Missing from this book? Mm. This is like Jeopardy without Alex.
Yeah.
What?
Vanities.
Finally, a book we know.
Right, and now you can't see it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's too big.
Mm-hmm.
It's too big. That's all right, you don't want to see it.
No.
Okay, let's play.
The Day of the Dead? Jackal?
Jackal.
Yeah, all the answers are the last one.
Yeah, Day of the Bear, Tiger, Lemur, or Jackal.
Mm-hmm.
Day of the Lemur would be a good book.
The book blank. Thief.
The Book Thief. There you go. Very good. See, because it's multiple choice, they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. Those first
If
it were
Jeopardy,
hard.
You'd go, you know, what is the book blank?
Right.
Yeah.
Center?
A Journey to the... Yeah, it could be the center, the creamy, chewy center of the earth. Yeah.
So, it's fun. I am addicted to it because I just want to play and play and play. This is our last round.
Oh,
so.
Are we doing well?
The purpose?
Purpose-driven life. Yeah.
Purpose?
There you go. My God, I feel that you've won.
Yeah, we won.
I feel that you are a winner. Yep, we beat that son of a gun. Sorry. Well, we were playing a baby.
Show.
No wonder. Of course we won. Like
so
a 3-year-old.
So you can play again or not. You can have followers. You can follow people. All the things that
I
a social
love
network
QuizUp.
Does.
I feel like Trivia rankings. Crack kind of stole some of its thunder. It's an interesting, it's not quite a pivot. It's an interesting addition.
I think you can see my game history.
And it's free, right?
It is free, yep.
Quiz up.
Free, so many topics.
So there's your app caps.
Right. If you value your time, I say do not
Trivia,
download it.
Trivia, it's addictive.
But it's good. I play with the kids, too. They learn some stuff.
It's nice to pass time.
It is really addictive, though, because right now I'm like, I want to do it again.
Michael and I and Lisa, when we go eat out sometimes, he always says, let's play Trivia Crack. And then he likes to read the questions.
And then you guys.
And then we answer it.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It is free. If you have a suggestion for an app cap or a suggestion for the show, you can email us at twit at iPad today.
It was the
I know what it is. You could email it. What's the end of the title?
You know what? It's the hat. I think the hat's making your head sweat.
Okay. You can email us at iostoday@twit.tv.
You were just faded.
Think about how much better. I would have totally known those other book titles.
You would have done so much better if you didn't have a furry hat on.
You can call us, 757-504-iPad. And subscribe to our subreddit and participate. It's reddit.com/r/iostoday.
Yes,
I don't know if you can. You have to have the R for the subreddit.
The R, subreddit, yeah.
Yes, and I would love to see you there. I do actually go there and respond and read and defend ourselves and all the things.
And by the way, if you're going to do a voicemail, and we'd love it if you do because we like to hear your voice, mm-hmm. make sure it's 30 seconds. Start with your first name and your city. I want more of those.
Yes.
I love when we hear from our fans.
Or videos.
You can also record a video, put it on YouTube, and send us a link. That'd be great, too.
Yep.
But again, short, 30 seconds, first name, city, always begin. Hi, this is Joe from Fresno. But your name, obviously, not Joe.
I mean, if you want to pretend to be Joe from Fresno,
you could be
fine.
From Fresno.
No judging.
Okay. No judging.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Time to say goodbye. Yes. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.